There were no apparent upsets in Capital Region state legislature races, and an apparent winner has emerged in the race for the 46th state Senate district race. When Republican State Senator George Amador announced his retirement, Michelle Hinchey, whose father was 10-term Congressman Maurice Hinchey, had already entered the race. Amador threw his support behind a distant relative, Rich Amador, for the state's newest Senate district, which includes parts of Albany, Schenectady, and Ulster counties, and all of Montgomery and Greene counties. Amador received 66,784 votes, compared to Hinchey's 58,613 in unofficial results.
We're happy where the numbers are right now, but nothing's official. Waiting for every vote to be counted. That's the way the system works, and they're going to start the absentee ballots when they do. Once all the ballots come in, we will notify you if there's a declaration to be made.
In the 49th state Senate district, Democratic challenger Teresa McCalman lost to Republican incumbent Jim Todisco, who garnered 78,000 votes to McCalman's nearly 38,000.
It validates what I've felt all along for a long period of time as a legislator. I love the job I do. I love the constituents, the voters, the residents of the 49th Senatorial District, and I think the results show they love me. And it's very sweet for me because as an athlete at Union College, I had 19 wins one year, and I always wanted to win a 20th event, 20th victory, and this is my 20th election, my 20th win.
In the 44th District, Democratic Senator Neil Breslin defeated Republican challenger David Ewell, taking 66% of the vote. In the Capital Region State Assembly districts, Democratic incumbents held on to their seats by wide margins. John McDonald in the 108th, Pat Fahey in the 109th, and Phil Steck in the 110th. Fahey says election night was a nail-biter, and she is happy she and her colleagues are returning to the Capitol.
Whether people agree with us or not, they know we work our hearts out to represent Albany as well as a large part of the Capital Region. So I think the emphasis on making sure we respond to COVID in a responsible and safe way while still advocating for small businesses, whether they're fitness centers or shopping malls or restaurants, I think voters recognize that I'm really doing my part to try to make sure we keep as many jobs as possible and try to work hard to get through this complete economic upheaval. So I feel good that my message is resonating, but the rest of the picture in the state as well as in the country is a very, very disconcerting one.
In the 111th Assembly District, Democrat Angelo Santa Barbara coasted against Republican challenger Paul DiLorenzo. In the 112th District, Republican Mary Beth Walsh handily defeated Democrat Joe Seaman. The race between Democratic Assemblywoman Carrie Werner and Republican Dave Catalfamo in the 113th District was too close to call. Absentee ballots must be counted before final tallies are released. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.